AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The leading Republican candidate for president has announced his pick for Speaker of the House. On his social media site, Donald Trump says he supports Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. On Wednesday, Jordan said he would focus on the voters' priorities.
It is the border situation and it is crime on the streets.
Trump's lawyers have been busy. They filed a motion to dismiss his Washington, D.C. election subversion trial, saying Trump can't be prosecuted for actions taken while he was still president. And they're seeking a delay in the classified documents trial being held in Florida, a day after the Biden administration said it would allow construction of a southern Texas border wall.
We are a nation of immigrants, and we are a nation of laws.
There's an announcement that some migrants from Venezuela will be deported. Here's our Ben Thomas.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Repatriate the Venezuelan nationals who do not take advantage of the lawful pathways.
He pledged the Biden administration is committed to working with Mexico to expand orderly and lawful pathways for migrants to come directly to the United States.
New voting lines have been drawn by judges in Alabama, creating a second district representing black voters. There's been another deadly Russian missile strike in Ukraine's Kharkiv region. A 10-year-old boy and his grandmother were killed. Yesterday, a strike killed 51 civilians. The Nobel Peace Prize has just been awarded to an Iranian activist, Narges Mohammadi, who is currently in jail for pushing for equal rights for women.
For her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all.
Economists are awaiting the release this morning of the monthly jobs report for September. This is AP News. Some members of Congress are pushing social media executives on how they'll rein in fake material generated through artificial intelligence.
Deepfakes to making it look or sound like the famous did something that they really did not, such as Tom Hanks hawking a dental plan or Senator Rand Paul sitting on the Capitol steps in a red bathrobe. Google was the first big tech company to say it would impose new labels on deceptive AI-generated political ads. Now, Senator Amy Klobuchar and Representative Yvette Clark have sent a letter to the CEOs of Meta and X asking for their response. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An American tourist has been arrested at the Israel Museum in Jerusalem after he hurled works of art to the floor, damaging two second-century Roman statues. The 40-year-old reportedly told police they were idols, making them contrary to the Torah. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.